Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and your show, Clear for Takeoff with Joe Montone. My friends, do you have a heart for God? Do you have quality time this morning set aside for God? Are your Bibles open? And are you free of distractions? If you've answered yes to those questions, then we're ready to engage in the Word of God, which is so important. And we are cleared for takeoff into the Word of God for the weekend coming up, the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 to 11. And here it is. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life. And the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And my friends, in the book of Isaiah, the Lord says this, if he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. So today we're focused on sin itself, and sin is something, you know, people don't like to talk about, and we're all sinners. And God, you know, thank God for sending his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who saved us from our sins and gives us access to eternal life. But the question I have for you this morning is this. How are you doing in your life with regard to sin? Where are you today with sin? Are you striving to live a sin-free life, or are you engaged in sin? Think about it. And so we want to focus on that, my friends, because we live in a world today where just amazing things are taking place. There is just such an abundance of sin each and every day. We see it on the news. We see it in schools. We see it, you know, in our streets. And God is calling us truly to make changes. And one of the things we're going to do is focus on sin this morning, because it's important to our Lord Jesus Christ. So where are you and I today with sin? And what is sin, my friends? You know, is it real to you, or is it something that we automatically allow ourselves to engage in and to get into our lives? And we're going to talk about mortal sin, which is a gravely sinful act which can lead to damnation if a person does not repeat or repent of the sin before death. A sin is considered to be a mortal sin when its quality is such that it leads to separation of that person from God's saving grace. And some of the mortal sins, my friends, out there are lust, gluttony, avarice, sloth, anger, envy, and pride. And when we talk about mortal sins, it's really three requirements to actually identify it as a mortal sin. And the first one, it's got to be grave matter, something very, very serious in the eyes of God. Number two, we have to have full knowledge of what we intend to do or plan to do and carry it out. And we have to have number three, which is deliberate consent. And so grave matter, a full knowledge of what I'm planning to do and have a deliberate consent to this. And then basically we've committed a mortal sin. But God is calling us to live a sin-free life. And he gives us access to, you know, the word of God, the commandments to help us to do this in a positive way. And to, you know, continue to strive for those blessings of obedience. But this is important as we talk about sin. There are things, you know, which are pardonable sins, like venial sins, forgivable sins, excusable sins. And, you know, these are, something a little bit less serious than the mortal sin. But yet it's still important that we strive to be sin-free. And one of the sins that's unforgivable in the eyes of God is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. It's a sin unto death. And as the Holy Spirit lives within each one of us, it's important that we don't engage in blasphemy against the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is powerful. You know, we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are called really to reverence each one of them. The Father who created the world. The Son who was sent by the Father down here on earth 2,000 years ago to help us to live a sin-free life and to give us access to eternity with our Father in heaven. And the Holy Spirit who lives within us, who the Lord, after his resurrection, gave us truly the Holy Spirit, you know, in a powerful way. He gave it to the apostles. And the Spirit of God that lives within us should never be blasphemed. It's an incredible concept. And we have to, once again, reverence the three. And so as we look to the question once again, where are you and I in our lives today with regard to sin? Only God truly knows the answer to that. But we are called to live a sin-free life, to do things that line up with what God tells us to do and to avoid what God tells us not to do. Very, very important. Today, in our world, we see evidence of tremendous opposition to God's word. We see it in the schools as a directive truly from school boards that basically comes down to eliminate the word of God continuously since 1962 in our schools. And no one has been able to put that back in. And it's powerful. Because that's what you and I must continue to strive to do, my friends, to be a voice for God's word in society, for God's laws in society, helping each and every brother or sister in Christ to get to heaven. But we have to truly be obedient to what God calls us to do. And this is important. I want to move to our second reading now from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. And here it is. Brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Hebrews today, St. Paul tells us about the sacrament of confession. And truly, you know, the Lord, who is sin-free, is our role model. We strive to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We never get there, but we need to continue to strive. And the Lord Himself is the great role model in how to do it. And He was tempted many times by Satan himself, but came through and passed the test. We will be tested as well in our most vulnerable areas, in our greatest weaknesses. But we are called to step up to the plate, my friends, and to join our Lord Jesus in persevering through sin. And the sacrament of confession, which is available to us, which is something God calls us to. And, you know, in the Word of God, the Lord told the apostles in the New Testament that those sins that you forgive will be forgiven. Okay? And so He calls us to make a confession, to get it off our chest. He calls us to be lifted up through the release of words that truly are within our hearts and minds that we need to eliminate, that are attached to sin. Things that we've done, things that we take in part in, things that God looks upon in a negative way. And there's all kinds of sin, my friends. And I know from working, you know, in prison, there are things that you can be arrested for, like burglaries and home invasions and selling drugs and theft and petty theft and murder and rape. But there are many things other than that, my friends, that the Lord calls us to avoid. He calls us to avoid, you know, unkind words to other people. In the Word of God, He talks about the power of the tongue and how the tongue can have a terrible impact on people. And sometimes people use it to hurt other people's feelings. And the Word of God makes it clear that with the same tongue, people will bless the Lord and Father, and people will curse human beings who are made in the likeness of God. And God calls us to be careful in how we speak to one another, how we use that tongue, and to avoid those sins that we see every day in our own homes. Sometimes people tell little white lies just to get others off their back and think it's okay. But God is watching. God is listening. And sometimes young children, teenagers, will do the same to get what they want and to be dishonest with a parent or grandparent again and again and again, so that they can get exactly what they want for that night or that week or whenever the occasion is. But God calls us to be honest. He calls us to be sincere, to care about others. He said, whatever you did for the least of my brothers, my friends, you've done it for me. And whatever you did not do for the least of my brothers, you didn't do it for me. So He calls us to be sincere with one another. Can we step it up? Can we raise the standards in sincerity and show a greater care for human beings, family members, friends, neighbors? Can we step it up in the area of respect? What goes around comes around. The golden rule, you're treating others as you would like to be treated. And God calls us to a higher level of care. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do you respect yourself? If you respect yourself, then we'll respect other people. our neighbors, our families, our co-workers, our parishioners that we come in contact with in church. But what goes around comes around. The golden rule, once again, God calls us to treat others as we would like to be treated. How would you and I like to be treated? With great care, in an honest way, respectful way. This is important, my friends, and in our society today, it's up to you and I to become role models in the area of honesty and sincerity and respect, and to avoid those sins attached to dishonesty, insincerity, disrespect. And God is watching. He's calling for character education at the highest levels. And he says, strive to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Once again, we never get there, but we need to continue to do our best. It's important. And our nation is at a play in a place right now, in a time in history, where we need everybody to step up and to do everything they can to make this world a better place, because we have so much opposition to God Himself, to the Word of God, the love of God, and the peace of God. Whatever we can do to make positive changes, we should do it. And avoiding sin, once again, is the goal for everyone. And there's all kinds of sin. We've talked about venial sin and mortal sin. It's not real, my friends, until the Lord sits down with us and tells us, hey, you've got to make some changes. You may not be going to heaven as you think you are. His standards are very high. And we've got to do a better job of meeting His standards. Okay, His standards are way up there, and God's Word confirms that. We need to be obedient to the Lord. He calls us to it. But once again, we're not perfect. We're not machines. So if we make mistakes, we have confession available. Going to the Lord again and again, striving to be within His grace. I don't want to be separated from the grace of God. I don't want to be separated from God's saving grace. With the grace of God, all things are possible. Outside that grace, everything negative is also possible. We don't want to be in a position where we are damned for the rest of our life. Okay, remember, mortal sin is a gravely sinful act which can lead to damnation if a person does not repent of the sin before death. So it's important that we acknowledge our sins and to try to go back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. It's important. It's more important than anything else that we can do. It's going to help us to be better human beings. And the Lord says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. And part of being a good man, a good woman, is to strive to live a sin-free life and to teach our children to do the same by being role models for our kids. In daily life, showing up for the dinner each and every day and talking to our children, mentoring our children, helping to get them to heaven as well. It's part of our responsibility as parents and grandparents, and not letting them, you know, possibly be in that position where they are separated from God's grace. But again, we all make mistakes, But God calls us to go back to the table of forgiveness and ask for it. And God knows what we're going to ask before we ask it. He knows what we need before we ask the question. But we must ask. God calls us to forgiveness. And he's that great role model at the top of the cross when he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And many of us have lived in sin for years. And God has allowed it until we get to what we call a turning point. And we acknowledge the life we've led and we need to make changes. The number one change you need to make is write it down. Think about it. Ponder it. Have a strategy for success. To sin no more. How do I avoid this sin? Whatever it is. Is it gambling? Is it drugs, alcohol? Is it physical or mental or verbal abuse towards someone? What sin are you and I committing that we need to get rid of that is so difficult? It's our greatest area of weakness. A most vulnerable area. God calls us to go to him. And I pray right now through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary that you and I will have the strength to endure through these struggles that we may have in overcoming sin. Because we're all in that position in one way or another. It may be money, power, prestige. It could be gambling. Whatever the sin is, God will help you through it. And he will give you the tools necessary to avoid it in the future. And that's why we've got to work on our relationships with Jesus Christ, who gives us access to his Father. Because the Lord is the master of avoiding sin. Never committed a sin. Tempted many times. Many different ways. But he's so pure. So clean. Appreciates goodness to the highest level. He says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. It's not something he wants us to do. We must do it. It's not something we could choose not to do. We are called to do it, and the Lord appreciates it. So confession is available, my friends. I encourage you to get to confession and go to the Lord, ask for his forgiveness, and move forward from sin. Let's go to our third reading, which is the gospel reading, my friends, from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. And here it is. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them, the 12, and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Mark this morning, my friends, the Lord sends us a great message. We all want to be popular. We all want to be up front. We all want to be the leaders. But the Lord tells us this. Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So whoever wishes to be great among us will be a servant, and God calls us to it. Whoever wishes to be first will be the slave of all. The Lord shows us a different way to go about things, my friends. In our nation, we see that many times kids go to college and it's only the number one student in his high school who can attend a certain college. And we have a tremendous competition amongst students today. Many years ago in doing our WINGS program, we've seen tremendous competition amongst kids in elementary schools and high schools. But we've seen a high rate of bulimia, anorexia, suicidal thoughts, lack of self-esteem, and this great competition that we have to be first is very, very powerful, and it's detrimental sometimes to kids' futures. I had a friend of mine who was a lawyer, a Navy pilot who became a lawyer, and was on the Association of the Bar for the City of New York Committee on Aeronautics. And he said to me this, he said, "Joe, I couldn't get into this law practice that I was trying to get into because I didn't go to the right college, the right university." And he said to me, "You know, it's a shame how things are in America." So my friends, for you and I, whoever wishes to be first among us must be a slave to all, just like the Lord was. He calls us to step up to the plate and to give more, to do whatever he can for one another. Once again, whoever wishes to be great among us will be a servant. That's the calling from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our show for today, my friends. We want to thank you for tuning in with Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and I will see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day, and God bless.
You have been listening to Clear for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.